Christ's promise to those who practice meekness or gentleness is influence over everybody in the world. In other words, you have only as much effect, call it influence, over the person whom God puts into our lives as we are meek and gentle. What's the difference between meekness and gentleness? To be meek is to control one's anger. And we need to have people provoke our anger. We need it. Otherwise, you will never get the virtue of meekness. We need provocative people. People that, naturally speaking, make us angry. We need them. And sisters, I'm not sure about your community, but in my community, I don't have to ask my fellow Jesuits, will you please make me angry? They always oblige. I hope I'm making sense. But then, Christ tells us, and a good translation of the Greek is, blessed are the gentle. And gentleness. My favorite definition of gentleness, gentleness is strength restrained by love. Weak people cannot be gentle. Strength restrained by love. Am I being amplified? Am I being amplified? To make absolutely sure. Where meekness is the control of the passion of anger. Now, sisters, may I ask, is it possible to be angry without sinning? Yes, it is possible to be angry without sinning. I was 4 years old. On the kitchen floor, my mother was strapping me with a belt. I was screaming. She said, Johnny, you stop screaming, I'll stop whipping. I know I reached the age of reason at the age of 4. I said to myself, see if it works. I stopped screaming and the pain stopped. Have any of you sisters ever been spanked by your parents? I hope so. But this is the restraint of anger against someone who unjustly offends us. I cannot tell you, as a priest for over half a century, how many people have provoked me, what they have said, what they have done. You will have only as much influence over the people in your life and you practice meekness and control your anger. Do you hear me? And sisters, women don't have to shout when they are angry. I know. Gentleness, I repeat, is strength, which is mastered by love. The stronger will we have, the more when somebody provokes us, we must love that person. And sisters, the more strong our will, the harder it is to love those who are not lovable. Every good dictionary has the word unlovable. Are there unlovable people in the world? There sure are. Are we to love the unlovable people? That's what grace is all about. And he will have as much influence, that's what possessing the earth means, as much influence over those who enter our lives as we practice meekness and gentleness. Now, morning. Jesus tells us, blessed are they who mourn, who can finish, they shall be comforted. Now that terrible English language, I'm sure you know, the most non-Catholic language in the world is English. It is. And you sisters, may I ask, how many of you spoke English at home? One, two, three, four. I never spoke English at home. Be sure that you know the meaning, the Catholic meaning of the words in the Bible, and not the dictionary meaning. English dictionaries, I know what I'm saying, are useless. For the last unabridged Webster's dictionary was published, they spent millions of dollars in research. They finally decided it is no longer possible to publish an English dictionary which defines the meaning of a single word. Do you hear me? The English-speaking world is so confused, so mixed up. One word can have a dozen meanings. What is the Catholic meaning of they shall be comforted? The key syllable is F-O-R-T, where the word fort comes from. Fortitude, fortress. They shall be strengthened.